Hello?
Hi, my name is Trey Mee. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak with the person who requested that call?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
I'm trying to file for unemployment.
Okay, may I have your social security number, please?
445-67-9203.
Could you verify your first and last name followed by your date of birth?
Cassandra Sanchez, and it's 7/27/1995.
And may I have your mother's maiden name and your driver's license number?
Sylvia Laura Malpica, and my driver's license number, it's 80/25/86/96/7.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
No, ma'am.
Do you have your alien number?
Yeah. It has like, which one you need? The card number or the US CAS number? It has two of them.
That I'm not sure. Does it say? You're the first person to ever ask me that, and I'm not sure what number you guys usually give.
I don't know, because I don't know if you get the card number or the US CAS number. I don't know.
And maybe the U.S. number that your identification that for you to be able to be in the U.S.
No, I think it's the card number.
Okay, well, go ahead and give me that one. I'm not sure which one it is,
Okay.
like I stated.
Well, I'll give you both of them, but I think they ask for the card number.
Okay, give me that number. That'd be fine. Just need one.
Okay, that's
One second.
IOE091-74.
I'm sorry. It's numbers. It won't be letters. So it'd be the one with just numbers. No letters, just numbers.
Okay,
So
well
it'd be
then
the other one.
that's okay. All right, there's 204-540-588.
Okay. Do you have difficulty reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
Spanish, but either way.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Advantage Prepaid Benefits Card. The Alabama Advantage Benefits Card does take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay. Checking or savings.
Checking.
And what type of account is this?
What you mean?
What's the name of the bank? We only accept traditional bank, no prepaid accounts.
Oh, it's First American.
Okay. May I have the router number and account number, please?
Okay, 0842-01058. And then my account number is 84-91-46.
Okay. And could you verify the driver's license number again for me, please?
It's 80-25-86-96-7.
Okay. And may I have your mailing address with the correct spelling of the street name?
141 Valley, Ballely Road, Belmont, Mississippi, 38827.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Is your residence different from your mailing address?
No.
May I have your telephone number, please?
662-279-9326.
141 Valley Road, Belmont, Mississippi, 38827.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one, which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 2006 Buick LaCrosse, 2008 Mitsubishi Lancer Evolution, 2009 Volkswagen GTI, 2011 Chevrolet Equinox, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles?
2011 Chevrolet Equinox.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Dothan, Field Campbell, Madison, Coleman, or none of the above?
Field Campbell.
In which of the following cities have you attended college? Beckley, Memphis, Ottawa, Topeka, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Do you regularly commute to Alabama for work?
Yeah.
Are you available and seeking work in Alabama?
Yes.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
What is that?
It's a trade readjustment, which are income support payments to individuals who have exhausted Alabama compensation for unemployment?
No.
Okay. Did you receive notification? Oh, no, you said no. When was your last day of work? Month, day, and year, please.
December 1st of 2022.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
The what?
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis?
No.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
No, just first shift.
In order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be seeking and willing to immediately accept full-time work and during the hours, days, and shifts normally worked in your trade or industry for which your past training experience qualifies you. You are not required to be available for all shifts unless person working your trade or occupation would normally work all shifts. Is your answer still no?
Well, yes.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Don't matter.
I have to have a number. Just give me a number.
10 miles, I guess.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
18.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What was your job description?
I was the cleaning lady.
Room service, Housekeeping or janitorial?
Janitorial.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No.
What type of work are you seeking?
Just whatever I get.
Give me a description of what you're looking for other than janitorial.
Well, just like assembly lines or factories or...
Okay. You have any experience in the type of work you're seeking?
Yes.
Okay. Who's your separating employer?
Who's my what?
Your employer, the company you were working for, you filed unemployment. What's the name of the company?
Tiffin Motorhomes.
Okay. May I have the telephone number, please, to this company?
Okay, 256-356-8661.
Okay, and when was your employment start date?
It was September 4th of 2018.
And that telephone number again is at 256-356-8661?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what city and state was this work performed in?
Red Bay, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And why are you no longer working?
Because we just got a layoff.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Do you remember your 4-digit labor pin or would you need a pin reset? You don't have to tell me what it is because I have no way of seeing it. Just say yes or no if you remember it or not.
Yes, I remember.
Okay. So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. Keep a list of your weekly job contacts. You may be selected for eligibility review at a later date and required to submit evidence of your work search. You must also register for work and maintain an up-to-date registration with the local employment service or career center in your area. Failure to register for work within 7 days from today could cause a denial of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process to claim benefits for the previous week. You will be required to enter your Social Security number and the PIN you use for this claim. When you file your weekly certification, you can file online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov or by telephone calling 800-752-7389.
Can you repeat that number again, please?
800-752-7389.
7389, okay.
You can file your weekly certification any day, Sunday through Friday, but failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could cause a result in loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, which will be next Sunday. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or have any questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Ms. Sanchez, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Conversation Call Center. You have a great day and happy holidays.
You too. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Bye.